out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of you.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going to Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to Hammer Lane Legends. I'm your host, Tony Merkel.
And I'm Brian Merkel.
And we're really glad you're here. And we are joined by our wives, as promised.
How about that?
How about that? Mom, say hi.
Hello.
Lindsay, say hi.
Hi.
Hi. We're not sure how long Lindsay's going to be in here because we have the baby as well. But holy cow, it sounds different with four microphones on in the studio.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. But anyways, if you guys want, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. And if you have a crazy and wild experience, we want to hear about it. So just shoot us that email so we can listen to your stories live on Hammer Lane Legends.
Amen, bro.
Now, we have a voicemail line. The voicemail line is 515-585-MERK or 6375. That's 515-585-6375 or MERK. If you have a crazy experience you want to share, that's going to be about 5-10 minutes on the show, go ahead and call that voicemail line and we will play it on the show because today is a voicemail line day. That's why the ladies are here to hang out with us while we do the voicemail and also to wish them Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mom, thanks for being my mom. Lindsay, thanks for being the mom of my kids. I appreciate it.
Mom, thanks for being my mom. Lindsay, thanks for being my mom.
Yeah.
Taking care of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially before kids. It's just like a transfer of will from mom to Lindsay.
You got to sign the fine print.
It's like, okay, he's your problem now. This is called a marriage certificate, and it means that you're no longer my problem, dear. Now you're my
son is your problem.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but we do have my daughter in here, so I don't know how long Lindsay's going to last, but she wanted to be here at least and say hello. So Lindsay. What?
Just checking the diaper.
Doing the mom move.
Oh, she was smelling butts. She was smelling. That's one thing she never did for me.
You know, that's just like a little more, you know, it's a darker area than we really wanted to go.
Oh, it really is.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, boy. Happy Mom's Day. Anyways. Lindsay, how is it being the wife of a truck driver that podcasts?
How is it?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I thought she was going to say, like, you know, are you talking to me? Yeah, Lindsay, like, what's life like as a wife in a household of a truck driver, especially a truck driver that podcasts?
Busy, long, tired.
Yeah.
None of those are good adjectives, I know, but it's true.
I think people are looking for, it's like rainbows, you know? We find Skittles every day.
Rainbows and unicorns. There's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Everything's great. No, but I mean, it's mom can speak to years of this where it's like, you know, being mom with a truck driver that's out in the road a lot. In fact, mom, she was mom when you were laying over a lot, which means that you weren't home every other day, you know? Was it tough for you, mom, dealing with me when dad wasn't around?
It was always tough dealing with you.
That didn't seem very tough for me. Like, I thought everything was going fine.
Spoken like mom.
In all full disclosure, honesty, mom saved me from failing, what was it, 7th grade, 8th grade, both? Something like that?
7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade.
No, I failed. I did fail 10th grade, or 9th grade, and I had to do the 9th grade, 10th grade in 1 year thing.
Yeah.
But I did graduate on time. But
yes,
no.
She did.
I mean, speaking of dealing with, you know, kids with the driver gone, dad, the driver was gone, and you're dealing with me and calling the school saying, what can I do to get my son to pass seventh grade next year? What can I do to get my son to pass eighth grade? Eventually, you call and they're like, hello, Mrs. Merkel, how are you?
She has her own line right into the principal's office.
I've been expecting your call.
How are you doing, Michelle?
So what do we got to do to keep my kid from getting suspended this time around, huh?
Like, is he going to graduate on time?
Remember,
because I need him to.
Hey, Gemma, we're telling stories. Chill out. Remember when I forged signatures?
Yes.
That was, yeah.
Tony is divulging all.
Yeah, but I don't care. It's ancient history, you know. But
it is now.
I thought, of a seventh grade, I think I was in seventh grade, like the seventh grader mine was like, oh, this is such a good idea. Just tell my parents that there was a problem with the printing machine of the report card. And so the teachers are fixing the cards and writing in the correct letter grade, and they're signing their name to, you know, verify.
Right.
And so that's what I thought would be a good idea to do.
And an F becomes an A.
I mean,
easily.
I was like, no, in reality, this, like, I got an A, and it worked great, I thought, but apparently not. Had the school, did you guys call to see if that actually was true? Is that what it was? Because the school found out, because I know, like, the teachers were pretty mad that I forged their signatures. I had to deal with them.
I don't remember what we did.
I don't know how you did it.
But
I don't remember.
I might have called just to make sure. I don't remember.
Yeah,
probably did.
I was thinking, there's no way mom and dad are going to call the school to verify this. They're just going to take my word for it. But
when you know F's and D's are your thing, and then there's A's and B's.
I think I threw like a C in there to make it realistic.
That was the only realistic.
I was like, I'm not getting grounded this quarter. And I remember my history teacher. Lindsay, do you remember the history teacher's name? I was in seventh grade, eighth grade. You had to have had him. He was a thin guy who's younger.
Mr. Campbell.
Campbell. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Campbell. Mr. Campbell. I remember him lecturing me about it. He's like, you know, I could sue you. And I'm like,
yes.
Wow.
I'm like a kid, dude. What are you talking about? Like, like, what are you talking about, bro? You know? And like, I remember the same teacher. I don't know if it was, I don't think it was this conversation, but this just show you how stupid I was. Like, he looked at me like I was an idiot. Like, every day. And then I remember I was up at his desk the one time. I was like, dude, please, like, you need to give me at least a D, man. Like, you need to give me at least a D.
And
like, I'm talking to him and I'm fiddling with something on his desk. And I didn't realize what I was fiddling with was a stapler. And so I'm like, not paying attention. I'm just like, come on, bro, please. My dad's going to kill me, man. Like, just give me a D. What's it to you? Who cares? Just give me a D. And I leaned down and clunk, and I stapled my thumb right in front of him. And he looked at me like there was like an emotionless face. And he just stared at me, and he just like kind of like had this look on his face like, and you want me to give you what? Like, you know, like, I was just like, I rest my case. You know,
if I give him a D, he'll be out of my class. I don't need to have him next year.
I think that's why I passed. They're just like, get this idiot out of here.
He's a danger to himself.
I'm telling him out there, I'm like, please just give me a D. I'm smarter than this. Oh, they're clunk.
Like, apparently I'm not. Like, I'm sorry.
I'll sign it in blood. You know, here's the blood. And he didn't offer me a napkin. He didn't ask me if I was okay. He just kind of sat there. His face never changed. Just like almost like nodding his head, staring at me like, yep. Yep, you're an idiot.
You know, he's sitting there dying inside laughing.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I would have been.
Yeah. I don't know if he was laughing, but or just like, why am I a teacher again? Like I probably made him question why he's doing what he's doing.
He's like, they don't pay me enough for this. They just don't pay me enough.
I wonder what Mr. Campbell's up to these days.
He's retired, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
He's had enough of the kids stapling his fingers.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so Mom, happy Mother's Day, and thank you for getting me to pass seventh grade, eighth grade.
Ninth grade.
No, not 10th yeah. grade. No, I did my thing in ninth grade where I was like, I'm not doing schoolwork like usual. And then I did just the bare minimum to But
then you did really good by the time you're senior year. Actually had it all together.
That's not true. I didn't.
Pretend. Just let me live in that world, please.
No.
You're just going to ruin it.
The only reason why they gave me that award is because you can only go up from zero.
There you go.
When you fail all your classes your ninth grade year, and then to have the most improved GPA, it's like, well.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. He jumped 2%, two GPA points. Well, you know, I was at zero, and I'm at 2.0. So, you know.
Yay, me.
No, but really what it was is I'm like Einstein. I was just bored with school, and that's why I didn't
try. Is that what it was? Yeah.
There's a lot of things. A
truck driver.
A lot of things why I didn't try. But boredom was one of them. I don't know if it's because I was too intelligent, though. I think that might not be true. We'll let the people decide that, I guess.
Lindsay, care to chime in?
We'll let the stapler decide that.
You had to bring the staples back in, huh?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be on my team. My team.
I did your homework in college.
That's true. Okay? That's true.
I got you through some college.
That's true. I didn't ask you to do that, though. I just woke up one morning and I had an essay written in my email waiting for me. It was magic.
Let's be honest. If she wasn't asked by you, she would have been asked by you.
That's true.
So it's just she beat you to the punch. Okay, she said, you know what? I might as well just do this now.
I think I might have had her do homework before that, you know? I think that is true. I do remember this one I'm thinking of, though, because this might have happened more than one time, as far as I know. But the one I'm thinking of is I remember going to bed. I think we were talking like Instant Messenger or something like that. And you're like, so what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm just going to take a zero, whatever. Like, and I went to bed. I woke up in the morning and I had an essay written for me. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Like, not just an essay, it was 10 pages.
10 pages.
Wow.
Paper for Tony.
How long did it take you?
I mean, several hours.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's dedication. And she married you anyway.
That's when I knew I was going to marry her. It's like, this one's a keeper.
She wasn't sure, but
of all the girls, this one finally gets it. She gets me.
She gets me good grades, is what she gets me.
And she went to, what's his neck, that knucklehead?
She sure want to name drop everybody.
Whatever. The one professor.
Yes, the one.
What was his name? The history teacher.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
You don't want to drop his name.
I feel bad.
Okay, that's fine.
What, did you get him fired?
No. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. But he wanted to give me an F.
The nerve.
No. What was he thinking?
The nerve.
Wow.
And so, Lindsay, I didn't ask her to do this, but she did it. She went and talked to him, after class or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And convinced him to give me a D or something like that. I don't know, but I passed. Wow. It was great.
Literally, again, magic. Literally transferring Michelle to me.
So it sounds to me like what Jack needed in college was Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly.
He needed a Lindsay.
You needed to find yourself a good girl. Yeah, yeah. But I guess that's true. I guess, wow. See, this is like revelation hour for me. It went from mom to Lindsay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. Oh, I got to do better at life.
Now you figured that out?
Yeah. Holy cow. I never really thought about it before. Mom did that for me, and then I married somebody who wound up doing the same thing for me. Wow. That's crazy. I'm tripping out. Take over the show, Dad. I never thought about it that way. I was like, holy crap. Mom.
So really.
This is weird.
You really owe the ladies in your life a lot of credit.
Yeah. Like,
it's like, wow.
I went to kindergarten as a student that was going to graduate in 2003. And I did graduate in 2003 because of the lady sitting right here. And then, I didn't graduate college, but she gave her all to getting me to graduate college. It was my decision to decide after 4 years, college isn't for me. 4 years! 4 years! 4 years of student loans, wasting time, money, till I realized that, hey, maybe college isn't for everybody.
It's not my thing.
Unreal.
Oh, well. Hey.
Oh, well. But I'm convinced that just because you don't have a degree doesn't mean you aren't intelligent.
Yeah, you got that right.
At least that's what I tell myself to sleep at night. Anyways, let's get to the voicemail line. What do you guys say? All right. We got a lot of voicemails this week. We have, I don't know, Dad, did you count them? You said 15 earlier.
I did not. It looks like 10 or 15 or about 15-ish.
I think we're probably about two or three short of 15. So let's start busting through these and hopefully we get to them all. We'll see. Lindsay, say hi and bye in case you have to walk out from the baby.
Oh, hi, bye.
Did Gemma say hi yet?
I don't know. Do you want to talk? Now you want to be quiet.
Yeah, now she does.
Now she wants to be
quiet.
When
you ask them, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the voicemail line. First one up. Let's go.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tony. It's Mike here.
Okay.
Your friendly OTR, coast to coast, north to south, and hopefully Canada soon. Flatbed truck driver. Just quick thoughts while I'm here sitting outside Dallas. I'm currently on the run from Seattle to Miami with stops here in Dallas, Atlanta, and three stops in Florida. It's 3,700 miles in the best part of 11 days. And it's amazing doing this job, how you see the beauty of America. I mean, I've been over in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, it was just gorgeous, you know, going over the Cascadias, it's Cascadias, Snoqualmie Mountain, through Yellowstone, you know, just looking at pure beauty. But then you stop in these truck stops. So when I last left you a message, I was there on Mount Shasta. And I'm looking at the beauty of Mount Shasta, and then I'm looking at the truck parking lot. And it just, it's so disheartening when you see the trash that's left behind at truck stops. I've got to say, I'm very disappointed with, I can't, obviously, I know the truckers listening to this podcast would never do it. I can't believe that, you know, the amount of people that leave crap in the most beautiful places. I was in Wyoming the other night, in the middle of nowhere, and it was just pure raw beauty. And then you're at the little rest area truck, and it's just like crap blowing around everywhere. And it's very disappointing. And again, you go from, you see the beauty of all the cows and the sheep. And I tell you what, though, I will say this, man, I was in Colorado last night. I stayed in a little town called Lamar. Hot, brutal farm country. I had to do a reset. I was there for the best part of 2 days. And my God, I was just absolutely bathing in 100 degrees heat. And it was a farm town. It was basically cow turds on the massive levels. And if you can imagine, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of cows and their turds boiling in 100 degree heat and then having to be stuck there, it was brutal. And then driving through Oklahoma and northern Texas, it was just a, you know, I had a choice of either just not putting the air on. And then there was skunk stings, the aromas. It was like a pot pourri of poop. Not going back to that subject, but it was just an amazing contrast doing this job when you see so much beauty out the window, and then you stop at the, you know, the truck areas, and you see, you know, everything from trash to stray and homeless animals, which is really, you know, gutting as well. I just want to scoop up these animals and put them in a truck. I can't do that because, you know, I live in Los Angeles. I have to leave my truck in Oklahoma because I can't park it in LA. So my bleeding heart, it has a hard time when I see these, you know, homeless dogs, you know, scratching around for, you know, dinner around the trash cans and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, put a shield up, put a wall up and say, what can you do? You can't save every animal. I'm actually in the process of, we're taking in a stray cat and taking it to the vet and spending about $2,000 on it this week. My wife's handling that. I'm a bit of an animal lover. Not that I have a Noah's Ark at home. I had a dog for 17 years, and now we've got a cat that we rescued when my dog passed away a couple of years ago. But yeah, that's. I'm just sitting here, thoughts of the road, while I'm sitting here sweltering in the humidity of Dallas. So anyway, hope you boys are good. Again, enjoying the content, and we will see you down the road. Tootie toot toot.
Toot toot toot. Love him.
It's always good to hear from Mike.
Yeah,
it really is. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's somebody who became a driver just from
he was thinking about
he
it
was thinking and, before the show but yeah. He, as a listener and stuff, like since he's been listening to the show, he has become a truck driver. Yep. And so he calls into the show to tell his experiences out on the road. Yep. As a new truck driver.
Yep.
And as if you couldn't tell, he's from England, so he's not even originally from America.
It doesn't show.
But he used to drive buses or something like that, right, in the UK or something like that, I forget.
He did do bus in the UK,
yeah, something.
And then
like
he
that.
Came here and he was doing, I forget what it was, cleaning or something like
yeah
that.
But now he's driving, you know, rig all over yeah. the country and
it's
stuff
really
so
cool.
Yeah,
yeah, it really is.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He's one of the guys we gave an open invitation to. If he's ever in the Philly area, he can come into studio and hang out with us.
Just let us know and we'll make sure that we're available.
Yeah.
It is cool. It's always good to hear from him.
Absolutely. Next up.
Hey, guys. This is Carl from the Big R calling you on the road here. Giving you a shout out. Anyway, yeah, all your shows, at least every other show has something to do with pooping. Maybe I'll tell you that one later. Or actually, several of them. You know, different monuments up and down the East Coast, different places. Anyway, you're always telling, share the show. We don't care how you share the show. Just share the show. And I was up in Ohio. No, actually, I was up in Pennsylvania. This was about a year ago. I was up in Pennsylvania. Actually, a little bit over a year ago because I remember it was cold up there. And I was actually at one of the pit yards picking up a trailer. And it's one of these yards where, the trailers are parked like three deep in some spots. Anyway, got the trailer, and I'd been drinking coffee heavily that morning and thought maybe that I should relieve myself somewhere. And unbeknownst to me, looking around, actually there was a porta john out in the parking lot. I was like, oh, this is great. This is kind of cool. So I go in there and I'm doing my business, and I'm looking out the little vented windows at the top and thinking, that's kind of interesting. It looks like a little confessional here. It's like confessional. Oh, yeah, Tony. Yeah, he's got a podcast called Confessional Podcast. I'll just write it on the wall here. Yeah, that's what I did. I wrote it on the wall. I was sharing your show. Sorry, that was me. Yeah, I apologize. Anyway, I got a kick out of it. I still do when I think about it. So I don't recommend writing it on bathroom walls, especially to girls named Cheryl, next to their telephone number. But there are different ways to share the show that I'm sure are probably totally legal other than defacing company property. So you guys have a good day. Talk to you later.
Bye.
See you later, Brian.
Take care.
I remembered your name this time.
Yeah, about it.
Oh, man. Well,
that's one way to share the show.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing the show.
That's original. That is for sure.
Wrote on urinal wall stalls and porta potties.
Yep, it was wrote on the walls.
Hey, want a good time?
Listen to the confessionals.
Call this number, 515-585-6375.
That's awesome. That is unique, dude.
Email this email and ask for Tony. Oh, that was, hey, you know what? That was unique. I think the coolest, now that I think about it, I did that. Never mind.
The coolest share of the show was your own.
Yeah. Listen, I forgot. So I remember I get things twisted. Years ago when I first started podcasting, it was the old logo. Mm-hmm. And I had I had a sticker of it, and I was in my truck coming out of Home Depot, and I'm sitting at a red light, and there's a sign right outside my window. So I took a sticker out and slapped it on the sign. And so I'm like, there we go. Well, I don't go to this area very often. So like a year or two later, I go through the area and I'm doing the same delivery, the Home Depot. I come out and I see my sticker and I'm like, oh, look at that. Somebody shared my show on this.
You fooled yourself.
It's like, look, somebody shared my show on the sign. I must be pretty popular. And it hit me like later, like way later. Oh, wait, that was you, you dummy. I almost failed 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade. I did fail 9th grade and I didn't graduate college, but I would have if I let my wife keep writing my papers for me.
Stapled my own finger.
I stapled my finger for my history teacher while asking for a D. Begging for a D, I stapled my thumb in front of my history teacher.
It all comes full circle.
It makes sense now.
The circle of life.
Yeah. All right. Onward.
Hey, Tony, Brian. Hey, it's Cody Case from Washington State. Tara's other half from episode 10, Loads of Love. I'm up here in Weed, California right now. I thought I'd call you because of our new Australian driver. Just heard his bathroom tale this morning. So I figured I'd call and leave a voicemail about EMT and poop. So years ago, I used to be an EMT, and we got a call for a fall patient. So we get up there and get the poor old lady. It's sadder than any. It's more sad than it is funny. But get there and get this old gal loaded up in the ambulance and get her off to the hospital. But man, she stunk so. She had. I don't think she changed her clothes in a month. She pooped and peed and all in her clothes. And we called the ER ahead of time. You know, ahead of schedule there, and let them know that we were on our way in. And they actually evacuated the ER because she smelled so bad, and they got her in there and they lifted up, you know, of course we looked at her too, and they found maggots all over her body. She was still alive. And there was that certain smell, even the Vicks under the nose didn't help. About 3 weeks later, we get another call for a fall patient, but same address, a small town, so same address. Well, it was her boyfriend, you know, like the 70-year-old boyfriend. And we go over there, and that same smell that I smelt from her 3 weeks ago all of a sudden popped back in my brain, and I had to run out the door. I'm supposed to be a professional, right? I ran out the door and just upchucked all over the front porch, side the grass there. And my fire chief said, "Hey, you know, are you all right?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm great. I'm good, you know." And I just thought I'd let you know about the maggots under the folds, how bad that stinks. Anyway, you guys have a good day.
Wow.
Thank you. Now, you know what? The more I hear these stories, the happier I am that I'm a truck driver. You know?
Just think, you could have chose EMT.
No, I didn't have the grades for it.
Yeah, I know some EMTs, and I'm not so sure.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, I know some EMTs that I'm just like, I hope you don't ever pick me up. That's for sure. Well, one of them doesn't like me, so that's really, that's the guy I don't want picking me up.
You know, right.
I was thinking to myself, where are you an EMT again? Oh, no. Okay, so not in my neighborhood.
Don't get
perfect.
Hurt there.
Perfect. Let me know if you ever move around me, because I'm moving out. He would not.
Wow.
I mean, I know there's this level of professionalism and stuff, but he's somebody that he's so petty that I'm just like, I think if I had an emergency, he might be like, I got to go to
we'll
the bathroom
come back.
First. Yeah, like he's make a pit stop first. But anyways, hey, Gemma, we're trying to do a radio show down here. Why don't you quiet down? Next up.
Hey, Tony. Big fan of the show, just to begin with. Try to tune into Rage Against Dystopia every Saturday whenever I get the chance. But listening to your most recent episode here, and I got a secondhand story from you. It happened to a buddy of mine. I guess to preface this, I'm not a truck driver. I don't have a CDL, though my little brother does. I'm sure he's got some stories for you. I keep telling him to call. I can't quite convince him, but we'll work on that. So another diesel tech buddy of mine, he worked at a Love's here in Phoenix, and had a trucker come in, needed an oil change, wanted everything done. Oil filter, engine air intake, and fuel filters. And I don't know if you know this about a Freightliner, but when you change your fuel filters, you lose prime. And Freightliner was courteous enough to put this little tiny priming pump plunger on the side of the engine. And you got to pump it about 1,000 times to build pressure back up. You can start the engine. So buddy's doing this. He's pumping and pumping and pumping. Eventually driver wanders back by and says, hey, when's my truck going to be raced? So we're, you know, this is the last step. We got everything greased, all new oil, new filters. He's like, just hop up in the cab there. And when I give you the signal, turn her over, see if we can get her to start. Driver says, all right, climbs up into the driver's seat, door hanging open, but he's pumping, 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 pumping. And he says, all right, go ahead and turn it over. Pumping, 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 pumping. Nothing's happening. He figures, oh, maybe the driver didn't hear him. So he's pumping, looks up, he says, all right, try to turn her over. He looks up and the driver's doing something. He's got his hands down in his lap and he's just eyeballing this dude priming this engine like there's no tomorrow, just giving him the stare. And he's kind of looking up at him in confusion, still pumping. And he walks around the side of the truck to see what the driver's doing. And let's just say that this driver was enjoying himself watching my buddy's buddy prime this engine.
Come on,
buddy took
man.
The rest of the day off, and let's just say that driver is not welcome back at that Love's truck stop anymore. That's the first story, and in the first 15 minutes of the most recent episode, you guys had poop stories. Well, I got a poop story for you. I did 4 years in the United States Marine Corps. Best and worst 4 years of my life for various reasons. But one of the greatest stories I got out of this came from a little place called Camp Wilson in 29 Palms, California. And we'd been out in the desert for about 2 weeks, eating nothing but MREs and whatever we could smuggle out into the field. And I don't know if you know what happens to the human body and the digestive system if you eat nothing but MREs for 2 weeks. It turns basically into road tar in your system, sits like a 20-pound lead weight in your guts. And when it's time to get rid of said lead weight, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Your body doesn't care about where you are or what you're doing. Lucky enough for me, we were back at Camp Wilson. So I walked 100 yards or so over to the porta shitters, closed the door, and proceeded to do my business. It took me quite a while. Felt like I was pushing out a loaf of French bread, and that's about what it was. And it had been about a week since these porta johns had been cleaned out. So, you know, they build this little, well, not little, this pyramid inside the porta john. Well, I laid this French loaf down on top of this pyramid, and the way the light was coming in through the ventilation shaft, it like the Lord Jesus himself had set this thing down on top of this pyramid. I was a little taken aback. I had to stand there and just kind of look at it. I was obscenely proud of myself, and I felt a whole hell of a lot better once it was done. I thought that was the end of it. So, you know, finish up and clean myself off a little bit, walk back to what it was I was doing. Well, about 20 minutes later, a buddy of mine walks over and he's holding out his phone. He says, dude, you got to see this. I'm thinking, all right, this ought to be good. What is it? This man has taken pictures from every conceivable angle. He stuck his hand down into the port-a-john to capture pictures. And he says, man, I want to meet the man who could push this thing out. He's probably dead, though. Anyway, I hope you guys got a chuckle out of either of those. I got a few more stories that probably belong on the confessionals as far as 29 Palms. It is an ooky, spooky place out in the desert, far from any electric lights and regrettably far from most port-a-johns. Love what you guys do. Tony, Brian, keep it up. God bless. Stay safe. And again, I'll try to get my little brother to call you. He's got some really weird stuff from the roads. He drives out in Michigan. But thank you for what you guys do and take care.
What is it with the porta johns?
Yeah. Yeah. Yummy.
What can you say?
Yeah, what can you say? What can you say? Mom, how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
I was sitting here and he was saying about how it settled into your stomach. I was like, oh, that sounds like it hurts coming out. And then when he described it, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like it would hurt. Yeah, yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, thanks for calling, I guess. No, but seriously, have your brother call in and, shoot me an email.
Yeah, email us. We'd love to have him on the show.
Absolutely.
Not just calling on the voicemail, but actually talk to him.
Yeah. All right, onward.
Hey, lads, this is Mikey Boy. I'm in Florida now. I'm in a place called Jasper. I've never seen a place so devoid of any facilities apart from a truck stop. But hey, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes when you're a truck driver. But the thing I was going to say, first of all, if I get a load to Philadelphia as a company driver, the first thing I will do is I will request a reset to come see you guys in the studio. But at the same time, I don't know if it's even possible, because here's the other deal, as you well know, being boys in Philadelphia, and I'm a Philadelphia guy, with regards to, you know, outside of living in Los Angeles and, you know, my experiences in America are basically Philadelphia. So I know those tight streets and all that kind of stuff. Can you imagine the truck stops there? Now, being a junior kind of guy, or a rookie kind of guy, well, not kind of, but very much a rookie, I mean, it's tough to park. I mean, I'm at the point where I don't even take my truck back to LA. I can take it to LA. I can't park it there. If I park it there, I have to park it there, you know, and then it's 62 miles away from my house. Ain't happening. But on that note, I'd love to be on the show. Love to be on the show. Love to see you guys. Even if it's the kind of case that we have to do a FaceTime kind of deal. But the whole deal that I was calling about was, my goodness.
My goodness, what?
I know. I'm like hanging. I'm like, what happened?
My goodness, what, dude? I guess we lost you. But no. The truck stops in Philadelphia. It's called your delivery. That's your truck stop.
Truck stops. What truck stops?
Yeah, I know. No, but we'll make it happen.
Oh, my word. You get to a rest area around here, we'll pick you up.
Yeah, heck yeah. I
mean, we would make time to come and get you. Yeah,
we'll make it work. We'll make it work. Anyways, onward.
Hey, everybody out there in Hammerland. This is Andrew from Mid-Missouri. I was calling to do a little shout out for all the brothers out there, especially the ones in the Merkel household. And if I could, a small shout out to my wife, Anya, and my best friend, Krista. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Have a great day and be safe out there.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's cool. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, ladies. Right.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
What? We have poop stories, too. I'm sure. No. Is that what you're looking
for? No, I was just saying, if you wanted to say thank you for somebody saying Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
Onward.
Well, we have poop stories, too.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of poop stories. Hey, Ben! Forget Gemma. Let's get Ben down here. My gosh. All right, next.
Tony, you have trouble pooping except at home? Oh my goodness, you're not a Royal Ranger. Anyway, yeah, pooping, yeah, in lots of different places. You just got to do it when you got to do it. There ain't no question about it. Make sure you got wipes, paper towels, toilet paper, tissues, anything with you, and just make it happen. Yep. Anyway, another story. I was driving up through the Bronx, or no, Brooklyn it was, on the BQE, and me and a buddy were tag teaming up there that night because it was just the way the loads were running. We were both ready to go at the same time. So we get going, we're getting up there, and all of a sudden traffic's slowing way down. We're like, oh great, here we go again, another night of this stuff. And we get moving again, and I'm up to now. This is like a 45-mile-an-hour highway, but we're doing 70, 75. And I get to the one corner, and I'm like, oh, crap. And I'm in the left lane alongside those real big, tall Jersey barriers. And Yeah, there's chickens running all over the road because the guy missed the exit, ran his truck up on one of those concrete barriers that was angled, and the load spilled off the trailer. So you got those plastic crates with the chickens in them all over the place, and here I come, full bore. I'm laughing my head off. I just mowed right on through there. There's chickens trying to climb up the walls. There's chickens trying to get out of the way. There's feathers flying everywhere. My buddy is on the radio. He's going, "What in the world are you hitting?" He goes, "Oh, crap, it's all over me." And there were just chickens everywhere, flying all over the place, getting nailed out of the sky. I was mowing them down. It was freaking hilarious. And we got up there, and we're laughing. We're talking. We're getting our trucks are getting unloaded, and we're pulling feathers out of the grill, feathers out of anywhere and everywhere, beaks. We had feet stuck to everything. It was just bad. So we're coming back out of the Brooklyn on the BQE on the other side. Now, this is several hours later, and we're coming back out, and we're going past this, and they're still out there trying to scrape these chickens off the road as we're driving by, and we still got feathers coming off our truck, and they're just looking at us like, "You guys." And they're scraping these things off the road with shovels, with snow shovels. It was freaking hilarious. Oh my God, we were dying all the way out with our CBs. We're laughing our heads off with that. It was so freaking funny that the freaking chickens just flying everywhere and I'm running them down. But anyway, this is Dave Zettelmeyer. I was on a while ago. Brian, you know me. We grew up together. And yeah, Tony, I had you in Rangers. But yeah, good times, man. All right, buddy. Put a poop bucket in your truck, a little toilet seat, and some, you know, plastic bags and some toilet paper, wipes and stuff. And yep, you got to go. You got to go.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Well.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Dave. It was good hearing from you.
Yeah, Dave, I think you're going to get me a lot of emails. Thanks, Dave. You really pissed off a lot of people with your chicken story. I mean, seriously, you guys understand how many people are going to be pissed off that Dave was happy that he mowed down chickens and I'm going to get heat for playing that on my show? Jeez, Dave, you're killing me. Oh, but thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. What episode was he? The tornado one.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember what we called that one?
I have no idea. Something about tornadoes.
Something about tornadoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I actually looked,
but I'm not gonna.
There was a guy who was he was like in a tornado mood, and he was searching on Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. and just typed in tornadoes, and our show popped up with Dave.
Yeah.
And so he's like, "Oh, that looks interesting." He clicks on it, and hears my voice. He's like, "Wait a second, I know that guy." He didn't realize I had another show. And he messaged me. He's like, "So," and he tells me the whole story. I thought it was pretty cool. You know,
yeah, it is cool.
It's funny. He found the show of a guy he already knows just by typing in tornadoes.
There you go.
What a world.
It's a small world.
What a world. Onward.
Hey, Tony and Dad. My name's Travis. I'm from the west side of Houston. Tony, you and I actually met. I met you and Wes and Bob Gimlin at the podcast show you guys were doing there outside of Houston. Got to hug Bob Gimlin a couple times. That was cool. But I don't know if you would remember me. I was the guy asking you stupid questions, and I had a tank top on, all tattooed up. Anyway, maybe if you could, I thought it might help to put a face to the voice. Anyway, the musician, Jim Croce, I'm sure you guys probably already know this or know the story, but just in case you don't, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Wrote a song called Speedball Tucker about a trucker, and Jim Croce himself was a truck driver, and said he got the inspiration for writing this song because they heard a morning radio interview. The DJ was interviewing a trucker, and he said, "Let me put up a scenario. Say you're going downhill, and the brakes are hot, and you can't stop, and there's oncoming traffic, but there's a Volkswagen up there getting a tire change." And he goes, "What do you do?" He said, "The trucker, you know, stop and thought for a minute." He said, "I'd probably wake up my partner." And he said, "Well, why would you wake up your partner?" And he said, "Because he hadn't been driving very long, and I know he's never seen a wreck like this." And then he goes and playing the song. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there in case you guys hadn't heard that. So, love the podcast.
Man, that dropped off fast.
But that was cool, though. Yeah. I did not know that. I didn't know that Jim Croce was a truck driver. No, I had no idea. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Big Bad Leroy Brown.
Mom.
Jim Croce.
Yep. My mom used to sing that song all the time.
I was going to sing it just now. I was like, I shouldn't.
Go ahead. Sing it, Mom. This is your chance. This is your chance to land that record deal. Get discovered, Mom. Sing away.
I don't think so.
Sing away.
That's why that song popped into my head.
Yeah.
That's what she walked around singing all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even know why.
Yeah. Always. Always, always, always. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, brother.
That was neat. That was neat to hear that.
Yeah.
That was a really cool
good
story.
Hearing from you again. Next up, we got, I don't know. Let's listen.
Hey, Tony and Brian. It's Zach from the Dunbar Armored episode and the Rock Bottom to Trucking episode. Just wanted to call in real quick. I heard your guys' little promo for your show next week to give a shout out to Michelle and Lindsay. So, Michelle and Lindsay, happy Mother's Day. Congratulations. I don't know how you two deal with these two knuckleheads, but you obviously have, and you will continue. So, great props. Lots of love. And you guys and you two are awesome. I'm going to share a little story. And this actually just happened to me today. So, I'm up here in where I was delivering in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That's right. Just said Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You got a problem with it? What? All right. So I made the delivery. As I'm coming in, went into a traffic circle. Now, we all know how much we all love traffic circles. They're wonderful. Well, the first time coming in, it was fine. No problem. Relatively easy, not confusing, not a lot of traffic, didn't have to deal with any idiots. You know, went all good. And I come on the way out. I'm on my way out to do a 34 reset, which is what I'm doing right now. So I'm on my way out, and I'm expecting, all right, I'm probably going to run into one traffic circle. No. I get through town, I hit the first traffic circle, and then it's a sea of traffic circles everywhere. Everywhere I look, there's another traffic circle, and another one, and another one. And there's just more and more traffic, and there's more and more idiots all over the place. And I'm just like, thankfully, I'm not freaking out or anything, but I'm in my head and out loud, not even in my head at that moment. I'm out loud saying, this sucks. This is great. What the hell? What am I going to do? God, you all these people suck.
Well, that dropped off quick, too. I'm assuming that was unintentional.
Yeah, not like that.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for calling and wishing the ladies happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Thank you. That was really nice.
Oh, listen to that. It was like stereo.
Yeah, that was great. Cool. Hey, you're right over there, guy. You all right?
Yeah, you know, when you get old, you swallow wrong.
All right, let's mute your mic out and go to the next one.
I got cut off, but I will not be, I don't know, censored. There we go. I was going for a word, but I forgot it. So I'm dealing with all this traffic. It's all over the place. And I know how to deal with traffic circles, but I've never dealt with traffic circles with traffic. And then on top of traffic, I'm dealing with idiots. They have no idea. I don't expect them to know, but you know how it is. So now I'm saying to myself, I have to be a little bit aggressive. I have to start blocking lanes. I need to, you know, I can't be worrying about a signal or anything. I'll try to use a signal when I'm going to enter or I'm going to exit, but I got to be a little aggressive. So through 7 traffic circles, I had to do that. Just say my nerves were a little shot. There was a lot of very colorful language and people were getting death glares and the what the fuck hands all over the place, just everywhere. But I managed to get through it. I thought it was a good experience. I figured I'd share it with you guys. I don't know what it is with Oshkosh, Wisconsin, but they need to pull their heads out of their asses and get rid of all these damn traffic circles. This isn't Europe. Get rid of them.
Put How them dare you?
All light. It works. Goodbye. Thanks, guys. Happy Mother's Day, Michelle and Lindsay. You two have a great day. Enjoy. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Not happy about the whole circle thing.
Oh, man. Now we're not going to have Wisconsin listen to us either because you offended the entire state of Wisconsin. No, just Oshkosh. Just Oshkosh. That's what he said, right?
Oshkosh. Yes, Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't know how to use circles.
Yeah, apparently.
And, again, you know, they're starting to put circles in around here in PA.
Yeah, they are.
People don't know how
to use them. Lots of circles. But it's all right. What's going on over there, Gemma?
Oh, Richie. <It's> like...
Gemma, calm down. We're trying to put on a show. All right. Well, next up.
Hey there, Tony and Brian. It's Eric from last week's show. I got another misadventure of playing with pipe for you guys. And this particular customer wanted a large amount of 3-inch carbon steel pipe. Full sticks. That's 21 feet. And they needed a bunch of it. And they're very particular that they could only use a certain truck to deliver it with. Simply because we had to fit into a parking garage so that the customer could take it off of the truck and set it up, and that's where they were working, that's where they wanted it. So it couldn't be higher than the truck's ladder rack because it could barely fit in the parking garage. So we loaded up all this pipe and we put it in a single layer on this like F-Series pickup with a ladder rack. This particular truck, the rack just elevated the pipe above the bed of the truck and above the cab of the truck. There was nothing to hold it on, so we had to strap it all down. Well, we had to use a single layer. And we strapped down like 3 or 4 straps, wrapped it around, and tightened it down. Well, if you didn't know, pipe likes to move around a bit. And it'll stay in that nice single layer until one of them decides to roll on top of the others. And then all that work you've done is for naught. So we get her good and tight, all next to each other, and I take off down the road. And we've got this stuff so tight, it's like a piano string. You know, you give it a good slap and say, puppy ain't going nowhere. Well, as I go down the highway, I notice my straps are going from tight to slack and flopping around. So I'm like, oh, crap. Something's happened to the pipe and it is no longer tight. So I get off the highway and I start slowing down for a stoplight downtown. And I witness practically all the pipe start to slide forward. And I had to goose it a little bit so that it stops that forward momentum, because otherwise I'm sliding 21 feet of pipe off the front of this truck and it's going to hit the windshield and the hood and go all over the city streets and then everybody's going to be mad at me and I'll probably get a ticket. So I kind of goose it a little bit, get everything kind of settled, and then whip it off to a side street. And sure enough, there's like 2 or 3 pieces of pipe that have rolled on top of it all, and it's loose as a goose. So I get her all tightened down. People are going around me and stuff because I'm pretty much blocking this street, and everybody's looking at me weird, but I don't care. I almost dropped an entire load of pipe on my windshield. So I get it good and tight, and then I make my way carefully to the job site, which is in downtown, get to the customer's
Well, I don't know if it's people's phones or...
I was going to say, is everybody just dropping out?
Everybody's dropping off. But
that wasn't 15 minutes.
I see he called back. Let's get to him.
Hey, guys. Looks like I got dropped there. So, if I believe I... picking up where I left off, I got all this pipe on the truck and it's loose as a goose. I get it tightened back down. Hopefully it doesn't slide off and hit my windshield and drop pipe all over the place. But I get to the customer's job site and I have to go down into a parking garage. So one last check to make sure that my stuff is not going to go anywhere. So I come up along and I stop, basically blocking off the ramp to the parking garage. I'm going to check my pipe, maybe give it a couple of quick ratchets down, and the safety guy's looking at me going, sir, you can't stop. You can't stop. This is a job site. And I'm like, yeah, no crap, man. I'm wearing a hard hat. I got a bunch of pipe on here. I know I can't stop here, but I got to make sure that this stuff's not going to slide off when I go down there. He's like, you can't stop here. You can't stop here. I was like, all right. I'm leaving. Okay. So I get there, nose down in there, and, you know, stuff stays on there. But it was a harrowing ride to get there. Got the pipe all delivered. Everybody's good. And I dodged a bullet there. That's just another one of my misadventures of delivering pipe around town. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for calling, brother. Thanks for calling.
That's crazy. It's like delivering pipe sounds like it's tougher than what it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Wow.
Yeah. Ladies, this is an extra long voicemail line section. So thanks for hanging in with us. I think we're going to make this a whole show, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we'll give them a few. I mean, it's only what do we got? One more.
Yeah, we got one more. So let's go for the last voicemail of the week. 9118, you're up.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Brian. This is William giving y'all a shout out from Knoxville, Tennessee. First time caller, long time listener, man. Hey, listen, I got a couple of stories from y'all. I think you're going to love them. This first story I'm going to tell happened about a week ago. I was in a truck stop in Georgia. Man, I tell you, these panhandlers are getting smart, man. They're getting smart. I'm standing there at the truck stop fuel island buying fuel for my truck. This panhandler comes up to me, and usually, you know, man, you can turn those guys away. You know, just tell them, hey, sorry, bro, I don't carry cash. This one, man, he was smart. He's like, don't worry about it, bro. I got Cash App. Got one more story for you, Tony. You'll love this one. It's right up your alley. It's a poop story. You know, fair warning. So I'm at this cold storage facility in Illinois. I'm not going to say where out of respect for them. And I'm in the can, leave it at that. And I have to rip one. As soon as it rips, fire alarm starts blaring. Can't make this crap up. So I go outside and I go and ask one of the guys outside, hey, what caused the fire alarm to go off? Gas leak. True story. Anyway, that's all I got. Keep on trucking, y'all. Y'all do a great job. Try to listen to you every week. If this makes it on the Mother's Day show, happy Mother's Day, ladies. Brian, happy belated birthday.
Oh,
thank
man.
Thank you, sir. That was awesome.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh. All right. So listen, guys, listen. Poop isn't right up my alley, okay? It just, I don't know what's going on here, but it's not like the aim of the show to talk about poop every episode. I can't stress it enough. Poop is not right up my alley.
That's hilarious.
It's funny though.
It is funny.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
Well, that was really cool. He listened to all those phone calls. It was neat to hear from people.
Yeah. It was nice for the people calling. I think last week, I think we left some on there for this week anyways and stuff. Yeah. I think that's why it was so extra long. But it made a good episode.
But it wasn't bad.
We got, 57 minutes? So we're good. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we are. We really are good.
Awesome. Time ladies, wise. I know it's late. Mom, you don't like talking. Lindsay, you're trying to keep a baby from going crazy. She's sleeping right now?
Just about.
She might be.
She's just about.
Oh, yeah. She's about, really to, yeah, she's about to zonk out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to zonk this episode out. Listen, thanks for listening, everybody.
Before we go, what advice can our wives give that makes this job tolerable to a family? I know I just put them both on the spot, and they're both looking at me like, what? You want us to talk?
All
what?
Right. So ask that question again, because
what advice? Because I mean, like, your mom has been the wife of a truck driver for 27 years. This is going on 28 years now. In fact, it's 28 years.
27,000 years.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And she's dealt with the not being home. She's dealt with the, you know, late nights, late days, you know, all of those things, you know, the weekends that are crammed into a day because you get home Saturday morning, you really have one full day. And I'm just curious, you know, what can you say to encourage other families? I mean, you know, whether the husband or the wife is driving, one or the other, or even just, you know, for people to listen to and say, hey, you know, that's really good. That's really good advice. How did you deal with it? How do you deal with these things? Because, I mean, this is the Mother's Day show. It shouldn't just be the phone calls. We should, you know, actually have the mothers talk. You know,
Mom's sitting
wives.
Here know, with her hand over her mouth, like, I can't believe he's asking me a question.
And you're what? You, Lindsay's standing over rolling her eyes. I'm like,
yeah, Lindsay's like, oh.
It's like, what was I? What are you thinking? Come on, Brian. What's going on? Like, well, you know,
I was told I didn't have to talk.
No. Okay. So I asked you twice this week, Tony. I was like, what are you going to ask?
I don't know.
What can I prepare? And he's like, I don't know.
Did I ask the question?
Just talk.
I didn't plan on asking
now,
any questions.
Now here we are with the question, and I'm not prepared.
Yep.
I mean,
leave it to father-in-law to screw it up. Happy Mother's Day.
It's not my
just
fault.
Went down the tube.
It's not my fault. Okay, he did it. He did it. You got any advice, though?
Well, I mean, how much longer do you want the show to be? I'm sure
as long as you can go. I'm sure you can.
I could add a lot.
Yeah, we'll chit chat. Talk it up.
I think, I mean, for us, I guess just. Make sure you keep talking to each other. I know that sounds like such a simple little thing, mm-hmm. but like with the truck driving, I mean, Tony, oh my gosh, would be gone sometimes 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right. And at first we didn't have the kids. So it was just me being alone all that time. and then we had the kids, and then it's me up all night with the kids. Tony can't really be up at night because he's had the long day. He needs to drive the truck.
Right.
And you're not seeing each other. You know, it's kind of like ships in the night, right? Because he's working the long day, then I'm up all night with the kids. You're not really together. So I think just you have to keep talking to each other. I don't know. Would you agree with that? Because we... I'm losing my train of thought. Like, I'm glazing over. I'm so tired. Speaking of being up all night.
Well, I agree with exactly with what you're saying, because that is what you need to do, mm-hmm. is be able to talk. Like with Brian, and he works night shift.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm days. And so it just, you kind of are missing each other.
Yeah.
Whereas I know you're missing too, but you know,
it's the just same
being,
thing. Just
yeah. Yeah. It's just being patient, and understanding as to, both, you know, both of the guys are being, right. you know, they're being stressed on the road, mm-hmm. and
then you're being stressed at home. Like, mm-hmm. both of us are working
yep.
hard. It's
very
just
hard.
Different
yeah.
things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really easy to fall into a groove of just, oh, Tony had a hard day. Okay, we're right. not going to talk to him right now. Let him have some time to himself. But then I had a hard day, so I, you know, yep. now I'm going to be up all night. But he's going to bed, so we're not just. Always sure. having an open line of communication,
mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a couple minutes every day to check in. Even sometimes, like when Tony would call, you would call when you're at a stop or something, we could FaceTime for a little mm-hmm. minute. Like even just little things like that during the day, and then Ben could see you in your truck. Like that just helps to yeah. feel more connected.
Sure.
I think because it's very easy with being gone for so long, and then, you know, the other one being at home, whether you're with the kids or not, being home alone.
I think too, one of the things that comes to mind is that it's easy to fall into your own groove, not just a groove as a couple, but it's easy to get consumed with what you're doing. At, you know, like from the husband point of view, it's important for me to make sure that I'm talking to Michelle. It's important for me to make sure that I'm communicating with her. Because really, when you boil it all down, I mean, marriage is communication, you know, whether it's, you know, talking or holding hands, it's, you know, it's communication in some way all the time. And the thing that keeps a marriage strong is keeping communication open and being aware for the other person, you know, being aware of, like Tony, being aware of, yeah, just because you're home all, you know, you're home with the kids, doesn't mean you haven't worked all day. You've been working all day. You haven't sat all day, you know. And, you know, doing what we do, I mean, you know, a lot of times people think that truck drivers just sit in a seat all day. you know, or all night. Yeah. You know, that's what we do. And it's a stressful job. Mm-hmm. It really is. I come home from work and my job is to get in the truck and drive from here to, you know, Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh area, Western PA, or down to Baltimore, or, you know, do a triangle of Bedford to Baltimore back downtown. And so you're in the truck for five hours. And there are guys who drive all day. I mean, that's, you know, the road driver, you know, over the road type of guys, OTR drivers who are in their truck constantly. And it's a stressful job, you know, just because you sat all day long doesn't mean you haven't worked. You come home and you're mentally tired. Mm-hmm. You know, you deal with the people. It's frustrating, you know, because, you know, the point of my day where it gets the most frustrating is the point of my day where I'm the most tired. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the end of my day. And now I've got to deal with rush hour traffic, you know, for the last 2 hours of the run. And so it's frustrating. So I think, Lynn, you know, it's a really good point. It's keeping communication going between a husband and a wife, you know, that's an important thing. Or, you know, your significant other, your spouse, whatever, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah, whatever, you know, what have you. It is an important thing, you know, and not forgetting that the other person is a person. It's easy to just kind of get into the mindset of that's my wife and not remember she's a human who needs adult interaction, you know. It's one of those things. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I didn't want to just have the our wives on and not really talk to them, not really hear from them. You know, and when I ask the question, it's like I'm getting these looks from both of them. Yeah. Like, well, what do you think we had you on the show for to talk?
Well, I knew, like, you know, mom's just like, you know, she's like, well,
I don't know what to say,
you know, and Lindsay's very similar in that nature. Yeah. She's like, I want to prepare on what to say. I'm just like, well, I don't even know what we're going to talk about. So yeah. I can't give me any clues.
In Tony's defense, he had no idea I was going to even
ask
a question.
I never know.
But like I said, I just didn't want it to go that you guys didn't really interact or have anything to say about the show or, you know, and I thought it was really nice that some of the people called in, mm-hmm, which is Happy Mother's Day. I think that's really cool.
Would you ladies, I mean, as far as like being married to truck drivers, would you, as far as like, maybe other ladies out there that are single, maybe, you know, would you say stay away from the truck driver or you know, like you don't. Know what? Learn from our mistake. Don't get involved with the truck drivers because, you know, they're gone long hours and you just don't want that for your life. Listen, neither one of you married truck drivers. Like, we weren't truck drivers when you guys when we got married. Mm-hmm. We became truck drivers after marriage. So, like, it's not like you all knew that this was the life that you were signing up for. It just kind of happened. But, I mean, seriously, though, I mean, like, you know, it's not easy. I know that. I mean, here's how I know that. Because going to work on a Monday is a break. So I know it's rough being a wife of a trucker because when I go into the truck on a Monday and I get to go drive a truck away from the kids and stuff, it's like, oof, mm-hmm, I get a break and I don't get those breaks, you know. Like, and so, you know, anyways, listen, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning into the show and listening to us go over the voicemail line and hearing from the wives a little bit. Mom, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Lindsay, thanks for being here.
I'm going to call and leave a poop story for you so you know what I'm going through all day long. Okay.
Oh, because it's right up your alley, Tony.
Yeah.
It's funny. I just got to say this. We were talking this morning in Sunday school, and the one lady is a lady of, she has two kids. And she says, you know, that, you know, her son, who's, I don't know, 3-ish or 4-ish or whatever he is, you know, he has this problem with peeing in bed. And I said, well, apparently he doesn't have a problem peeing in bed. He just does it. I was like, well, that's my poop story.
There you go.
I just
that's kind of funny, though.
It just popped in my head. She's like, he has this problem with going in bed, you know, peeing in bed.
You
like,
have a problem with it. He has no problem.
No, he has no problem at all. Apparently he's doing it pretty well. he's doing it every night. You're good.
Yeah. That's funny.
Anyway.
Dad, what can they do if they like the show?
You know what? They can share the show. They really can. Share it anywhere you can. Hit the share button on the show. Talk to a friend. Talk to a girlfriend. Talk to a boyfriend, husband, wife, co-workers, whatever. It's just neat and it's fun. Share the show. Share the show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on any of your social media. We're there. You know, share the show. And tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Telephone, tell a friend, tell a friend phone. I don't know.
Yep. And don't forget to prepare.
I'm getting tired.
Don't forget to prepare for the future. Last year was crappy. This year doesn't look like it's getting any better. It's never a bad thing to be prepared for what may happen tomorrow. It's better to be prepared than to have to react. And with that, it is Prepare with Hammer Lane Legends.
No.
Nope.
No, it's not. No, it's not that.
Prepare with HLL. There you go. I'm sitting here trying to do this because Tony didn't mention it.
We don't have to mention it.
It is prepare with HLL.com. That's what it is. Get prepared. Be prepared. Not like what this commercial just was.
People need to be prepared.
They do. And it's important.
Yes, Tony.
Be as prepared as my dad was prepared to say
be more prepared than what I was. See, this is what happens when you're not prepared. What happens is you're not prepared and then you fall apart. So
prepare
with HLL.com.
There you go.
Check out the website.
Emergency supplies for you.
Don't react. Be ready.
Be ready.
To take action.
Okay.
Now we got it out.
If anybody purchases emergency preparedness
on that
supplies off
that read,
then wow.
You know what? Do me a favor and surprise Tony with just everybody orders something.
Oh my gosh. Prepare with HLL.com.
Anyway, thank you so much for being here, everybody. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Lindsay, for showing up and being here with us. It was fun.
Thank you, Gemma, for being here. She looks dead.
She's sleeping.
Is she sleeping?
She is asleep. Yep. And it was nice having the ladies in the room because it beautified the room.
Yeah.
You know, when it's just you and me, it's pretty ugly in here. So,
yeah.
Anyway, with that,
keep the hammer down. In the hammer lane.